All right, let's talk.
The Drive.
The best show in town.
On KFH.
Songs from Scrubs, a television show. Fountains of Wayne, Hey Julie. Never heard of it, but I'm sure it's one
good song, and it's from my favorite episode, as is the next song.
I'm sure it's impacting many of you.
It's a good song. Who wouldn't like that? It's really catchy.
It may be a darn good song.
You know who played Julie on Scrubs for a short arc in season 5? Mandy Moore.
Is that right?
Yes.
Of course, from This Is Us now.
Correct.
Right?
Teeny bopper back in the day.
869-1240, the Twin Peaks Scenic News Hotline. Tim Fitzgerald, GoPowerCat.com. Coming up at 525 today, Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine at 540. Bishop Carroll wins the game against Capon Friday night in front of a jam-packed audience at Carroll. I just saw a little video on that game. You talk about getting a bunch of people in a gymnasium.
That was the one.
That was good.
The Holy War.
Thank you. I enjoyed that.
Maybe we ought to go next time.
And I should go to these games.
I know.
The problem is, here's the problem. You get done with the radio, you've carried a show, and the last thing I want to do is go out here and drive to a gymnasium. After
it's
carrying this show the way I do.
Oh, yeah. It's all you.
I mean, I'm tired.
So am I.
This is 2 hours to lug up a bunch of stairs.
Do you remember after the show's over what you even said? Because I really don't. People will say I can't, it was something about something. I don't remember saying that. I'm sure I did.
Free fall of verbality. Is that a word?
I doubt it.
Well, shouldn't it be?
Verbality? I don't know.
What? It's a free fall of verbality.
Verbality.
Of talking.
State or characteristic of consisting of words.
Thank you.
But it's in Wiktionary. I don't know if it's a real word. I don't know. I doubt it.
Listen.
Tedious verbality. Diffusion, redundancy, garrulity, diffuseness.
That all describes what I'm doing.
Circumlocution.
Especially garrulity.
Fecundity.
Whatever the heck that is.
Loquacity.
Look up verbality and make sure it's a word. Go to the Webster's.
Wordiness.
Right.
Diffuseness. I like all these words. Tautology.
Well.
Periphrasis.
Verbality. You like it.
Graciousness. I'm going to start using that.
Saw an interview with Kurt Schilling done by Bob Costas today. Don't like that guy.
Who would?
Don't like Bonds. Don't like Clemens. Keep them all out.
Can't stand them. And Clemens have not been the social maniacs that
Schilling has a better case.
He doesn't.
For the Hall of Fame.
Than Roger Clemens?
The cheaters, Clemens and Bonds.
If you put together Johan Santana and Pedro Martinez, their career does not equal that of Roger Clemens. He's the best pitcher of your lifetime
and
of my lifetime.
And here's the best thing about Clemens. You didn't even need to turn on the lights when he pitched. He glowed. The whole ballpark was lit up. I mean,
just
stop defending these people.
He misremembered. Andy Pettit misremembered.
Misremembered?
Yeah, Andy Pettit misremembered Clemens doing that, and he got off in the
How do you misremember trial? Watching someone have a needle stuck into their rear end?
He didn't do needles. It was probably Andy Pettit with his HGH that he was remembering.
Listen, I've had this debate forever. I'm fine where I sit on it. These guys, these baseball people that get on and say, like Ken Rosenthal. He said today, and normally I agree with him, but he said today that McGuire and Sosa were defined by steroids and illegal substances. So were Bonds and Clemens.
No, they weren't.
That can't be the reason you don't vote for
Bonds
McGuire and Sosa.
Bonds is the best player to walk on a baseball field in the last 50 years. He just is. It's not like he was the only person doing that. And I know that's not an excuse, but he was so good
Then why do you need to cheat?
Because everyone around him
Not everyone.
And he got bitter about it.
There's a lot of people that don't want anything to do with that
stuff. But he saw Maguire and Sosa getting that kind of attention when he was five times the player either of those guys
were. So Barry Bonds hit 762 home runs. He gets to the age of 28, having never hit more than 34 in a year. That's supposed to be the prime.
Right, but that wasn't his game then.
How many home runs does Barry Bonds end up with if he doesn't use steroids?
Probably 800.
So more than he had.
Because he wouldn't have been ostracized from the game after hitting 276 with a 480 on base percentage in his final year. He would have kept going, and he would have hit more homers.
But so what you're telling me is that as a 42-year-old Barry Bonds, you're telling me he would have hit more home runs had he not used.
He hit 28 at 42 when they were testing and people were getting suspended and the Mitchell report, I think, was already out. I may have the time off a little bit.
I think you do have the time off a little bit.
But let's just say that it was. He drew 132 walks at age 42. Is that going to be
anybody? What year was the Mitchell report?
Probably later. I don't know.
I'll darn right guarantee it was later.
But you know he would have continued playing if not for that stigma. Because who doesn't want a guy who gets on base 48% of the time?
Well, his on-base percentages were crazy because nobody wanted to pitch to him.
It was the Mitchell report came out in 07 at the end of the year.
So there you go. So he,
after the
he
season,
hightailed it
he
out of there.
He wasn't in it. He wasn't in the Mitchell report.
But he knew. He and listen, he's 42. He should hightail it out of there. But he got... He got out of a, what's that says? He got out of
Dodge. Is that what you're trying
to say?
Got
out of Dodge. Very good.
Yeah. But if not for that, maybe he would have continued playing. The thing that bothered me today about the Hall of Fame voting was that Peter Gammons dropped Larry Walker in Walker's final year of eligibility. What are you thinking, Peter? You're going to keep him on the ballot when the ballot is backloaded and
Larry Walker's going to get in.
But what's with Peter Gammons?
Yeah, he's old. You get old, you start to make decisions that may not be the best. I wouldn't know because the decisions I'm making have really never been better.
Of course.
Let's get to Dan at 869-1240. Hey, Dan.
Hey, I just have to weigh in on that. Jeff is right. Barry Bonds is the best player we've seen in 50 years.
Right, and the great thing, you could see him from 20 miles away.
Well, like, where was all this?
You go to that all the time.
But where's the outcry when they were hitting the home runs? Everyone was fine with it when they were hitting them.
Oh, we all suspected he was a cheater. The guy's a cheater.
But didn't he make the game more fun?
Yeah, cheating usually does. So did Jose Altuve.
That's different. Totally different.
No, it's cheating. It all falls under the umbrella.
When they're hitting the home runs, no one said a thing because they're filling out stadiums and ratings were up. But that's okay because we're making our money.
So for you, Dan, open the game up and let's just use substances that make the game more fun.
Well, I mean, they're trying to speed it up.
Answer the question, please.
It's an entertainment product.
Answer the question, please.
It's not fun anyway to watch on television. They're trying to make all these new rules to speed it up and make it fun.
So you're not answering my question. Are you a proponent of bringing steroids into the game of baseball because it'll produce more fun, as you call it?
I agree with Jeff that everyone was doing it.
I can't get an answer.
90% of it. And the fact is, like, cheating in baseball is part of the written rule.
Why can't you answer my question? Yes or no on steroids being legal in the game of baseball?
Just let them. It's their personal choice. It doesn't,
so, yes.
Because if it affected the game that much, every single person would have hit 70.
So you're saying yes. Just to understand, yes.
I'm saying at the time it happened, no one cared.
Thank you, Dan. And you're not giving me an answer. I love you, but... You got to answer the question. It's a direct yes or no question. Jeff, yes or no? Steroids in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
No, wait a minute. You just said yes.
What would change?
People would die earlier.
We don't know that.
It's, yes, we do.
It's medicinal in a lot of ways. You cycle
Bob,
through.
Hello. Go, Bob.
Okay, so first of all, I am against the steroid era players getting into the Hall of Fame based on those stats.
All of them?
That being said...
So should Jeff Bagwell
let
not
him
be,
finish?
Well, he said the players.
Let
he
him finish.
People,
he's making this next point. Go, Bob.
That being said, that's my personal opinion. Your statement that they were cheaters is a false statement because there was nothing in the rules that said they could not use steroids.
Except
at that point
it was against the law.
But it was not against the game. It was not against the rules of the game.
The Major League Baseball is.
Performance-enhancing drugs
are... Because it's a monopoly. Monopolies are illegal. You can't use that
argument. So let me ask you this. Steroids in the game, yes or no?
Now, no.
Then it's okay.
I didn't like it then. It's against the rules now.
Who is this?
Bob.
This is that same Bob that irritates the heck out of me every time he calls.
No, I don't think it's him.
And every chance I get, yes, you're 100% right.
Thanks, Bob.
I wonder why that is.
Well, I know. You know who that is.
No, I don't.
Bob Fry.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
I didn't know. I don't know the man's voice.
I mean, listen, Barry Bonds was a phenomenal player. Roger Clemens was a phenomenal pitcher. They didn't need to cheat, but they did. And
they
now,
didn't cheat, though. It was.
And now they've got people like me against them.
Old people.
Not necessarily all old. But for you to say, but for you to endorse the return of steroids.
I didn't necessarily.
I asked you.
But it wasn't against the rules. Why is it against the rules?
You said yes. When I ask you, should steroids be brought back?
But I don't. But
did you or did you not say yes?
I did, but I don't get why it's against the rules in the first place. Why it's an entertainment product? It's their choice.
It's against the rules in the WWE.
Why?
They are harmful. Do you not read? You're not dumb. I mean, this makes you sound dumb, and you're not dumb.
I don't know that they're harmful.
We should just pass around steroids. That's
Why
crazy.
Not?
What? Ron, hello.
Hello?
Ron, go.
Hey, how you guys doing? You know what? I think the biggest rule they tried to enforce or change that hurts baseball is that the pitcher has to throw the ball within about a 3-inch by 4-inch space over the
That's fine, but, Ron, plate. But we're not here to... That's a different debate. We're talking about illegal substances.
Well, no, I totally agree with you. The steroids are terrible.
We can discuss the strike zone another time, but that's not the debate today.
I know, but it's all part of it to where, you know, if the batter doesn't have to worry about the ball being thrown in a certain place and he can be stronger, he's going to knock it out of the park.
Thank you, Ron. I don't know about all that. Eric is next, then we'll take a break. Hey, Eric.
Just real quick, I kind of think we ought to just turn that dial a little bit on this performance-enhancing stuff and Halls of Fame. And I think all the guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that have been using drugs should be taken out as well.
Those aren't performance-enhancing.
Right
not, not necessarily.
Well, they think they are.
So you, Eric, this vote that I'm putting out there, you would say bring steroids back to the game. We need them.
No. They're damaging. They're harmful.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Are they?
Oh, my God. Let's take a break. I can't do it. Are they?
So on one hand, they're harmful.
Back in a minute.
But on the other hand, they improve
You are asking the question on this show. Are steroids harmful?
So they're either harmful or they improve your performance because they can't be both.
Of course they can.
How?
Back in a maybe. I've never been more flustered. This guy, folks, is off his rocker to ask these questions. Stay with us.